We begin with music performed by the Budapest Concert Orchestra under the direction of Mariusz Smoly. Of course, Mariusz Smoly is also the artistic director and conductor of the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, who will be performing tomorrow evening in Park International for the annual Red, White, and Boom concert. We're scheduled to have Maestro Smoly dropping by in just a few minutes. We'll be talking about this 4th of July concert being held tomorrow evening. In this performance, this is a performance of the Hungarian Serenade, Opus 25, composed in 1945 by Miklos Rosa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Marius Smoly conducting the Budapest's Concert Orchestra with a performance of Hungarian Serenade Opus 25, composed in 1945 by composer Miklos Rosa. It's 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Thank you. 28 minutes past the hour. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. With me in the studio, I'm proud to have artistic director and conductor for the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, Mariusz Smoly, here with us. And, of course, it's the 4th of July. Every year this happens in Park International. It's red, white, and boom.
Yes, thank you very much for having me here again, and I'm glad that the weather is collaborating. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful patriotic and cultural and musical and family celebrations tomorrow in the Park International. Actually, our event, following the tradition we established about 2 or 3 years ago, is being spread among three parks, Park Sanssouci, Putnam Park, and Park International, where we have both concerts, activities for children, and in addition to Acadiana Symphony performing, we have some special guests that bring some of local musical flavor to the entire evening. It's going to be a spectacular evening.
Yeah, so it's been 3 years since you've been doing this. I mean, you've been involved with the Red, White, and Boom celebration for a while, but so this is the third year where we've really expanded
We went to three parks instead of one park, and instead of just doing a musical presentation in the evening with the fireworks, we decided to have a long evening for entire families with food, with the games for children. We have face painting, we have balloons, fun jumps, instrumental petting zoo, where children can firsthand see and touch how a trombone, violin, or mandolin looks like. We have special water activities to cool children down. Really a wonderful sort of mini festival celebrating the Independence Day.
Right, and these will be taking place, I guess, those events in Park Sanssouci, I guess, around the water fountains and all
that. Right, and we're starting at 5 o'clock. The gates open at 5 o'clock. You can come to the park at that time. There will be already foods and drinks, plenty of children activities. The entry fee is $5, and you get a little wristband, and you can go between the parks freely back and forth and enjoy music and activities on the entire area.
Okay, well, that sounds great. So tell us about the three parks and the goings-on in each individual park, maybe just to guide if someone wants to decide where they want to head once they're going there with three places.
Yeah, I think if you come with children, probably the first place to go is the Park Sanssouci, when you have the water activities, when you have the face painting, the jumps, the balloons. Then we have our first musical presentation. Actually starts already at 5 p.m., and on the Freedom Fest stage, we have a Corey Ladet and his Zydeco band playing. And after them, around 7 o'clock, we'll have the Lafayette Bayou Boys playing. And the orchestra performs at 8 p.m. on the main stage in Park International. So you can hear actually three concerts in three different places. And I did not mention that our special guest artist with the orchestra on the stage of Park International is Chubby Carrier, our Grammy-winning Zydeco specialist.
Is this the first time you've collaborated with Chubby?
Actually, he played with us 2 or 3 years ago.
I seem to remember another instance, but yeah, a great. You tend to do this each and every year, feature one of our great local artists as part of this. And will the whole entire band be playing with him, or are you Chubby going to?
No, the entire band will be playing with us. We made those arrangements, orchestral arrangements, a couple of years ago. We added some new ones. It's a really interesting blend of sound when you put the entire symphony orchestra behind this very special blend of, you know, Zydeco band. I think you can only hear it in Louisiana, other places.
I think so. And of course, I would imagine it would be some sort of challenge to incorporate, you know, a symphony orchestra into what goes on in Zydeco music. But you've seemed to found a way to have done that each and every year.
You have some good arrangers. And I think you need to look at the role of the orchestra slightly differently. It almost functions as a rhythm section sometimes, giving good parse behind, and sometimes gets the theme to sort of put a contrast between Chubby voice in this case, or the voice of a leading guitar in case with other musicians like Sandy Landry that we collaborated. And then you get very interesting perspective. I like to often compare the sound to colors. So imagine if you're in a very dark place and you're going to place which is not very bright, but is much brighter than your dark place. So suddenly was gray, objectively, looks like it's white, right?
Uh-huh.
Because of what you seen before. The same is with music. If you take music of, let's say, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart out of the context, that's what you hear. That's Mozart. But if you listen to blues before Mozart and then you listen to Mozart, the same Mozart in the context of hearing blues before is going to have a very different feeling into it. And I think you can really sense it when you put on the classical, traditional, symphonic stage non-symphonic instruments or non-symphonic timbre of sound, suddenly the symphony orchestra, in contrast with that other musical color, has a different vibe into that. I really like those experiments, and it really is sometimes quite revealing. And I think lots of fun, both for the musicians, and I hope also for the audience.
Well, I think that's without question. It should be really exciting. And the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra, I know each and every year you tend to play what most folks expect to hear at a 4th of July concert, but are there any possible surprises you want to lay on us or just want to keep those under your hat? Or?
Yeah, there are some surprises. I think the entire idea of programming that type of events is the same. You want to play some entertaining music, some patriotic music, some music with a local flavor, and within those three parameters, you try to find sometimes a new niche, new interesting combination. I can give you a little hint. I found very interesting orchestral symphonic medley of tunes that Louis Armstrong made famous. Mm. So we're going to do that. And, of course, there's a lot of trumpet solo playing in the orchestra that represents the voice of Louis Armstrong. But at the same time, you have this huge, lush string orchestral arrangements outside of that that Armstrong, of course, never used, unless he made some special Las Vegas show maybe from time to time.
Right.
But it's not really his style. So I think that can be interesting to hear some of the famous, familiar tunes such as Hello, Dolly, in suddenly very different orchestral fabric, musical fabric around the known tune. So I really like that medley, so I'm looking forward to actually performing it and for the first time in Lafayette.
Well, it's always exciting. You really come up with a great program each and every year. Your introductions to each and every a piece that the orchestra performs always just sort of rings, and you know you understand why this was included in the program. A really, really great job.
Thank you very much.
So again, that happens tomorrow evening.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the symphony orchestra starts its presentation. As I mentioned before, Chubby Carrier joins us for part of the symphonic program. We have other programs at 5 and at 7 with local bands. And what's important, the fireworks are going to start around 9:30 or 9:45. And we're going to choreograph them with the final part of the 1812 Overture by Piotr Tchaikovsky, which is kind of, since about 30 years ago, became the most important musical piece played on 4th of July across America, which is a little new phenomena.
It is. I was realizing that just recently. It really has nothing to do with that, but it becomes just the soundtrack of 4th of July more than just about any piece out there.
Yeah, I thought about it for some time ago, and you know, it started really with Arthur Fiedler and the Boston Pops. Mm-hmm. Arthur Fiedler, I think, introduced it to the Boston audience about 28 or 30 years ago. And when people first saw it on the program, just reading the notes, they absolutely had no idea what's wrong with this conductor. Why is he putting a piece by a Russian composer that starts with actually Orthodox Russian prayer,
right,
and then it goes to French national anthem? What does it have to do with the Independence Day? But, you know, my little personal theory is that the societies in those two big countries, Americans and Russians, they actually have a lot in common. Those two countries are big, powerful entities. There's a lot of pride, a lot of patriotism. Mm-hmm. That is very comparable. We speak different languages, and sometimes we don't understand each other completely. But I think overall we are very, very similar people, mm-hmm, with the same proudness, love of our own country, patriotism, and we like to express this through music. So because Tchaikovsky does it so well using his Russian romantic style, that's why I think it connects more with American people than any other people in Western Europe, for example. What sort of the perspective is slightly different. That's my little personal theory.
it's a good theory, and it seems to work. As I'm seeing on the programs, they're promising an even bigger and better boom for the fireworks.
Yes. So. We had a little problems last year because of the weather and some technical issues where the fireworks did not really deliver to our expectations. So the company we are working with promised us to make it better and give us a special bonus because of we lost last year. So I think we're going to have probably the largest firework display in Lafayette in a long time.
Well, it sounds like something not to be missed. Again, that is tomorrow evening, beginning at 5 o'clock, the big red, white, and boom events happening throughout the three parks in downtown Lafayette. And, of course, Marius Smoley conducting the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra to the big finale. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on. I think you're still selling season's tickets for the upcoming 2013-2014 Acadiana Symphony Orchestra season. You were here just a couple of weeks ago, kind of going through the entire season. Mm. But if you want to maybe go over, you know, briefly what's happening with that.
Sure. I think this upcoming season will be slightly different in terms of the large programming idea from the seasons we had before. And
now you have a theme
yes,
this year.
Yes, we have a theme. Actually, we have a theme for next 3 years, and mm-hmm. they are all around the basic elements. It will be water this coming year, fire the year after, and earth the year after. And I believe those very basic elements that surround every human being are not just important in the area of biology, physics, chemistry, science, food for all of us, but also those basic elements in one way or the other served as an inspiration to many wonderful composers writing very beautiful music that has very special relationship with those elements. Sometimes the relation is sort of trivial. For example, the famous water music by Handel doesn't have really anything to do with water, except that it was performed for the first time. Its premiere took place on the barge that was put on the Thames River in London. And because of the first performance, the music got its sticker, water music. But in a way, it's an interesting connotation. However, there are some musical compositions that are very much connected to different bodies and forms of water. For example, and we'll present those works throughout our entire season, both in our symphonic series and in our chamber series. And let me give you a few examples. For instance, during the very first concert, we'll play a piece by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana titled The Moldau, which is the English name for Vltava, which in Czech Republic is the largest, most important river. The Moldau goes through some high hills and eventually goes down, actually enters the area of Poland and Germany. And Smetana spent a lot of time walking around the river and really was able to somehow convert the sound of the river that he heard walking around mountains into the sound of the orchestra. And the entire overture of a symphonic poem titled Moldau starts with those beautiful sounds of flutes that remind you of this very little stream starting somewhere up in the mountains, and the same flowing eight notes eventually go bigger and bigger as if the river gets larger and more powerful and leads into this beautiful finale. It's really very strongly connected with the sounds of the river, in my mind, not just in my mind. And to make this presentation even more vivid and convincing, we have hired a company that is based in Washington, D.C., that specializes in so-called musical photography, which is a group of very highly skilled photographers. We'll go around the world. We'll try to find a place, either geographical place or something that connects any particular area or in terms of nature or city with particular piece of music. So in the case of the Moldau, they went to Czech Republic and they took something like 20,000 photographs of the river in different parts of it and also during different seasons, both in winter, spring, and summer. And then, with the help of highly skilled musicians, they would sit at the computer and went over those photographs and try to find those who best represent certain parts of the music. Mm-hmm. And then, with the help of the computer, they would time them to make sure when they change, they represent the flow of music as it is written by Smetana. Right. So they are very highly regarded, this company. They travel around the world and have about 20 those special presentations with the photography timed and coordinated with famous pieces of music. And I recently talked to the owner. They were having a series of concerts with the Royal Philharmonic in London And they will come to Lafayette in September, and they will present those special photographic images to accompany the piece by Smetana I mentioned, the Moldau about the river, and also piece by beautiful piece also connected with water by Finnish composer Jan Sibelius, titled The Swan of Tuonela. Swan of Tuonela is an old Finnish legend, talking about a swan that became woman, a woman became swan. I don't remember what was first, what was second. But anyway, beautiful image of a swan floating on a calm Nordic lake, wonderfully portrayed in the sounds of Jan Sibelius and also by the photography that we're going to see on our first concert. So this is the connection between the basic elements and the music that I'm talking about. And the concert in September, our first concert, is, I think, good example of that.
Well, it really is, and it sounds, if I recall, there seems to be a more of a visual element in a lot of the concerts being presented, at least a couple of them. I mean, I heard you mention something about presenting the film Fantasia as part of the series as well.
Yeah, I think it's important to sort of help our imagination sometimes, especially if we are so busy doing so many other things and we don't always have time to think and get to prepare ourselves to what we're going to experience in the live presentation, whether it's a dance performance or opera or concert. We very often just run from place to place. We jump into Hymen, and I think any wonderful offering, it is cultural, even culinary, needs some preparation. It needs some mindset. So I think the visual element helps us to be in the right mindset and open our imagination.
I think so. It's a marvelous idea, and of course, season's tickets are currently available.
Yes, you can get season tickets. All the information about the season tickets by visiting our website, www.acadianasymphony.org. And for the first time, in addition to offering the traditional subscription for all the symphonic concerts, all the subscription to all the chamber concerts, we have a new form of subscription we called Pick 3. So instead of committing to the entire 6 or 10 concert, anyone can just choose 3 favorite concerts between both the symphonic and chamber series and subscribe to those and enjoy the break on the ticket price. So I think
that's another marvelous idea.
Yeah, it's quite popular, and so I encourage everybody to check our concerts, and hopefully you will buy all 10 or all 6. But if you would like to maybe introduce a family member or make a wonderful early Christmas gift or birthday gift and introduced somebody you care about to symphonic music, I think is a marvelous idea. As you mentioned, we have another great visual presentation with Disney Fantasia. We're going to show the entire original movie on the huge screen behind the orchestra. The special equipment will be shipped from Nashville, Tennessee, screen and special projectors. And the orchestra will play the original soundtrack that consists of some of the greatest classical works, such as Beethoven Fifth Symphony, Sorcerer's Apprentice by Dukas, Rite of Spring by Stravinsky. So a mixture of great visual and both audio effects.
Now, I would imagine it's much more of a challenge to perform, you know, with a film that's you know already synced to these pieces of music. Is there will you have to rehearse with the film?
Absolutely, it's not easy.
Yeah.
The conductor gets a special little TV screen or small computer with special cues when you get a timing in advance. So you know as you go with a certain selection and you may be a little bit ahead or a little bit behind, you look at a light telling you that to the next very important change of scene or the change of a phrase, you have a certain amount of time. So you can make up the time by either stretching and waiting for it or speeding up. So you really hit it right on the money, as we speak in the musical world. It's quite challenging. Actually, you need more rehearsal for that.
I would imagine. I was thinking on a computer, you could have the film and you could have the score just kind of running across the bottom of your computer screen, but that would be tough. I think that's probably a better thing to have cues and knowing exactly which point in the film that you'll need to hit at least the next section or something.
But I can tell you, I'll have to prepare for that concert probably much more for any other concert, just to stay with the technology and stay with the flow of the movie. Because you know, if you have this beautiful, I don't know, dolphin jumping up and down, or you have this scene when those two brooms in the Sorcerer's Apprentice are becoming four brooms and big axe comes in and your big court is before the axe even shows on the screen, and you sort of spoil the narration. So it's very tricky, but I'm very excited that we can bring this entire production to Lafayette, and I think it will be great, a family evening.
And when will this take place?
This is in November.
In November.
It's our third concert. And in order to accommodate families, another little change that we introduced this year is we're starting a lot of the concerts earlier. So people can either bring their families or still have time to enjoy dinner after the concert. So most of our concerts are starting at 6 o'clock rather than 7:30, with plenty of time for dinner. Some of them have no intermission, trying to make them a little bit more compact. And the Fantasia is actually on Saturday at 4 o'clock. So you can bring your smaller ones with you and
it's perfect for that.
Enjoy it. Right.
And it hasn't, the film hasn't run in theaters. I think the last major distribution was probably in the early 80s. I remember seeing it in the early 80s here.
That's correct.
In Lafayette. And so now Disney has, I assume, licensed it to be performed.
Yeah, very recently they issued a DVD version, upgraded technically DVD version in the year 2000. And they called it Fantasia 2000, which was basically the old Fantasia digitalized. It was never, as you correctly mentioned, never available on the big screens. It was a short period of time when they sold the DVDs and they stopped selling the DVDs. They're very clever how they did
it. Yes, they put it back. They put it back in the vault, as they say, the Disney vault.
Right.
But that was it was just one of the great cinematic experiences, seeing it in the early 80s. And for those of you who have grown up seeing it on just video, as my children did growing up in the early 90s, this will be a once in a maybe a lifetime chance to see it on a big screen, much less with you know orchestral accompaniment.
Because my feeling is that, again, Disney released it to the orchestras not indefinitely. They will probably release it for 3-4 years, let the market saturate a little bit, and then they will put it to the vault for 15 years.
Back in
and
the vault.
And 2035 will have it back again.
Right, per generation. So this is sounding like a great, great season. And are all of the concerts mentioned on the website yet?
Yes, we have 6 symphonic concerts, 5 of them at Hyman, 1 at St. John Cathedral. 4 chamber concerts are at ACA. And again, you can buy subscriptions any way you want. It can be pick 3, can be 6, can be 10. One more thing I'd like to mention about this season, and I'm really excited about it, is the quality of the guest artists we're going to have next year. We have really superb virtuosos on many different instruments, starting with the winner of the New Orleans Piano Competition in September, who will perform Rachmaninoff Rhapsody on Paganini, Viktor Volkov, very young Bulgarian, super talented pianist. Another pianist that we are going to feature towards the end of the season is winner of Van Claveren competition, Jose Fegali. He won the competition in late 80s, early 90s. Phenomenal pianist, it comes. And he'll actually perform on our chamber series in May. We have a wonderful young American harp player, Bridget Kirby, who is probably the best young American player in the United States. She'll perform a recital and also play with the chamber players of the orchestra. And another great soloist that I like to mention is Martin Dilla, who is a classical guitar player. He was in Lafayette 3 years ago, performed with the orchestra. This time he's going to perform a solo recital at ACA. And this is a young man who won every possible international guitar competition there is. It's the 23 major international guitar competitions. And he attended them during different parts of last 5 years, and he won each and single one of them. I don't know any other musician, singer, or even somebody in sports that would go to every competition, whether it's a national, county, international, Olympic Games, you know, and got the first prize. I think you need to compare it on that way. And if you just imagine a, I don't know, sprinter or swimmer or somebody who goes to those competition always comes first. It's pretty phenomenal.
Yes.
So please don't miss Martin Dilla. Please don't miss all the other great guest artists. And please join us for the upcoming season.
Well, again, you can find out more information at the website, acadianasymphony.org. And once again, tomorrow evening, it's 4th of July, Red, White, and Boom throughout the parks, downtown Lafayette, Park International being the hub of it, with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra performing along with Chubby Carrier and his band. Marius, thanks so much for coming in, and we're looking forward to this new season and for Red, White, and Boom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
the Empire Brass, performing a composition by Rafael Mendez, Romanza. Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's All Things Considered from NPR News at 6 o'clock. It's Fresh Air. Everyone have a safe and pleasant 4th of July.